Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm Lisa Scott, your host. We've been talking with Barry McGuire. Maybe at some point your church choir or drama department has performed The Witness. We asked Barry McGuire if he had a hand in writing any of the music in that.
I actually didn't write anything on The Witness. I performed on it. Those songs are all written by Jimmy and Carol Owens. They're friends of mine, and they wrote this wonderful production about Jesus's life as viewed through the eyes of Peter, and it was kind of like a musical legal brief presentation before a judge and a jury. It's like, you know, Peter saying, listen, I don't know, this is what I saw. Let me tell you what I saw here. You know, we didn't even know who he was. We didn't know what was going on. And he tells the story of Jesus, you know, and they're gradually becoming more and more aware of you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's a great wonderful piece.
To me, this is for you. I've come to tell you a story that's true. A story about a special man that I knew.
The Son of God has come. The Son of God has come.
I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
The Son of God has come. The Son of God has come.
When God came to men, lived here is Jesus, my carpenter friend. I tell you the story, beginning to end.
The Son of God's come, the Son of God's come,
and I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
The Son of God's come, the Son of God's come,
I'm a witness.
My name is Peter. I'm an apostle. Now, maybe I don't look much like an apostle to you. Well, that's because I'm a fisherman by trade. Just a plain man, I guess you'd say. But hey, I haven't come to talk about myself.
Listen to me. This is for you.
I've come to tell you a story that's true. What I have witnessed, I'm telling to you.
The Son of God. The Son of God's come.
I'm a witness.
Listen to me. God came to men.
Lived here is Jesus, my carpenter friend. I tell you the story, beginning to end.
The Son of God's come. The Son of God's come.
And I'm a witness.
Yeah, that's from the musical play The Witness, Barry McGuire on Streets of Gold. So, Barry, any memorable concerts you've been involved in?
Well, you know, when you do 100 concerts a year for 25 years, it's hard to remember a memorable one. They're all just one big, long blur of musical events, and I don't have a clue, you know, if one would be... I guess probably one of the most terrified moments I was in Melbourne, Australia, singing on the quad at lunchtime, and there was such an anti-Christian element on campus that when I got up to sing, they turned the PA system up full blast and the whole school PA and started announcing the whole year's programs, all the programs for that year, to try and drown out what I was doing. And I just kept on going. And then when that was over, these two guys came up in white face, like pantomime, with dollar signs on one cheek and a cross on their forehead and another dollar sign on their other cheek. And they were doing things like, you know, put all your money in the basket here and then you're guaranteed to go to heaven. Just give your money to us and give your heart to Jesus. And, you know, so I didn't know what to do. So I just sang, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. I sang the softest song I knew, with all thy heart. And these guys, after, you know, they shot their little few lines, they didn't have anything left to do, and it was just like the Holy Spirit just kind of fell on the crowd, and they kind of sheepishly walked away. And I got a letter from a girl years later. I don't know how she got my address, but she wrote to me and said that she was there that day, and she was kind of with her girlfriends talking and giggling and laughing. But she later, that the seeds that I planted, or that the Lord planted through me that day in her heart, were harvested, and she's now born again. So, and those kind of experiences happen from time to time, you know. And I'm really glad I don't know about it, because it really has nothing to do with me, you know. I mean, I'm just a plow man. I'm just out plowing up the ground and planting seeds, you know. Who, the ones that get harvested, or that's the Holy Ghost business.
From his 1979 live album, Inside Out, here's Jesus Is Coming Back to Stay. Barry McGuire on Streets of Gold.
Jesus is coming back to stay is the first part. Could be any time of day, but Jesus is coming back, I know. No, wait a minute. Don't start clapping now. You know, your hands start, you're having a good time, and your lips are just sitting there bored, you know? Got to get the words together and then get the music going and then bring the rhythm section in. You got to sing louder than you clap, you know, because you got two hands and only one mouth. Okay, Jesus is coming back to stay. Could be any time of day. Jesus is coming back, I know, because the Holy Spirit told me so. So praise the Lord. We shout hallelujah, amen, amen. And I bet we can get the roof about 4 foot up off the foundation with that one. Praise the Lord. You know Jesus is coming again. Okay, we'll give it a try, and then you jump on in when you get comfortable with it. But Jesus is coming back to stay. It could be any time of day. But Jesus is coming back, I know. The Holy Spirit told me so. So praise. We're gonna shout hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, that's good. Jesus is coming again. Come on, sing it now. Jesus is coming back to stay. Could be any time of day. But Jesus is coming back, I know. The Holy Spirit told me so. So praise the Lord. We're gonna shout hallelujah, amen. It's your turn. Come on. Jesus is coming to stay. Could be any time of day. But Jesus is coming, I know. So praise the Lord. We're going to shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, you know Jesus is coming. Come on, everybody singing. Jesus is coming back to stay. Could be any time of day. Jesus is coming back, I know. The Holy Spirit told me so. So praise the Lord. We're going to shout hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know Jesus is coming. So I sing praise the Lord. That's right. Shout hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Jesus is coming again, yes.
Why, it's a happy road that I'm traveling on. I just can't help myself. You got me singing a happy song since your sun came shining. But no, it won't be long until your happy road is taking me home. That's the way it goes. Come on now. Why, it's a happy road that I'm traveling on. Away, yes, and it's a happy road that
Songs you never thought you'd hear on the radio again. This is Streets of Gold.
If I could be flown to the highest heaven, out beyond the edges of the night, if I could be shown the secrets of your seven, touch the living crystal of your life, what good would it do to change my way living if everything inside me stayed the same? What good would it do to give you what I'm giving if giving doesn't take away the pain? Spending my days standing right beside you, bathing in the beauties of your name. How sad it would be if dying took my living and I could never see your face again. What good would it do to change my way of living if everything inside me stayed the same? What good would it do to give you what I'm giving if giving doesn't take away the pain? You
what I'm giving. If giving doesn't take away pain, what good would it do?
That's Barry McGuire on Streets of Gold, and we've got more of our talk with Barry coming up next hour, along with more classics, this time from the 80s, as Streets of Gold continues.